Tribal representatives from across the Northwest are flying into Washington, D.C. this week to discuss how mine waste in British Columbia is threatening their way of life. With plans in the Canadian province for doubling the number of mines, tribes say waste already affects waterways downstream in the U.S. Richard Jansen, Jr. is the Department Head of Natural Resources for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes and is in D.C. this week. He says selenium waste from mines near the Elk River north of Montana has a detrimental effect on waterways.
We're not against mining at all. What we are against mining that contaminates our waters, waters of the U.S., waters of our sister tribes, affecting our fish that were here long before us, affecting our way of life, our culture.
Jansen says he plans to meet with Montana's congressional delegation and members of the Environmental Protection Agency and Interior Department. Tribes from Alaska, Idaho, and Washington will also be in D.C. Teck Resources, which operates mines near the Elk River, said in a statement that it's engaged in a long-term plan to reverse selenium levels and has invested more than $1 billion in water quality over the past decade. Aaron Ferris Olson with the National Wildlife Federation says Canada isn't being a good neighbor on this issue and should do more to ensure the industry is properly regulated. Ferris Olson also notes that some of the dams holding back toxic tailings from mines are taller than the Seattle Space Needle and could fail. She took an aerial tour of the mines to the north of Glacier National Park.
Seeing this pristine ecosystem that is valued so highly by our government and our communities, both local and abroad, and to know that just right on the other side of a few mountains is this giant operation that really has such a destructive potential when expanded.
Jansen says part of the goal of this week's meetings is to ensure tribal nations have a seat at the table on discussions about the transboundary impacts of mines. He also says it's important to spread awareness about this issue.
Boundaries don't stop water flowing. Boundaries don't stop the selenium coming down from those mines. And so we're just hoping to get more of a focus on this area because I just don't think many people know what's happening.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.